Like a blue whale?
See, that's what automatically what I'm thinking. Maybe like a blue whale.
Yeah.
But, I mean, dolphins are cool. Like, do dolphins ever get eaten? I don't think they do.
I mean, maybe from time to time. Like a very rude orca or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, that's actually my pick. I would be a rude orca.
I'm not your regular orca. I'm a rude orca. Rude orca.
Coming soon to IMAX. From Pixar Studios. Rude orca. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Fetch a Pail.
It's your weekly friendship podcast about life,
culture,
and definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
And I'm Jill, but that's not really important because today is Jackie's birthday.
Hey.
Hey, happy birthday. What did you just open?
I opened a pumpkin beer.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, I wanted to open this 15 minutes ago, but I was like, I'm going to do it on the pod.
It sounded amazing.
Yeah, worth the wait.
Yeah, I can like imagine the condensation, you know, dripping down the sides of the can, like in the commercial.
Yeah, and I drank it too fast, so it's dripping down my chin.
I can imagine that as well. I'm into it.
And then I wipe it with like my entire forearm. And then, like, wring out my wrist, and it splashes, like, a bit of pumpkin ale on the on the ground, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Jill?
Oh, just hanging out. What's up with you, boo?
Oh, you know, birthday in.
Nice.
Just birthday tings.
Did you do anything special to treat yourself yet today?
Let's see. I went to work. I got a free Starbucks PSL.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But okay, so I had a PSL and I had a bacon gouda breakfast sandwich, but I mean, I do that every morning.
Yeah, but one of them you didn't have to pay for today, right?
Yeah.
That feels special.
Yeah, that was special. It was kind of special. What else did I do? I bought some Hennessy.
Is that something that you often consume?
No, in fact, it's very rare. But I went to the little corner store, and there was like a small bottle of Bullet, which is normally that's my go-to. But then this other small bottle of Hennessy was only $3 more, and I get Bullet all the time, so I was like, maybe I'll treat myself to some Hennessy.
And I don't think I've ever had Hennessy. Is it good?
It's very good.
Are you drinking it right now with your pumpkin ale?
Yeah, I just took a little sip of Wits.
Ooh, she go hard.
She do go hard, you know, on special days.
Yeah.
A little tasty taste. It's pretty good.
That sounds nice.
It's spicy.
I enjoyed that.
But yeah, it's been a normal day. I mean, it's a fucking Tuesday, you know?
Yeah, Tuesday birthdays are not like the easiest to make special.
Yeah. Plus, I'm fucking 36. Like, I have nothing to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to tell everyone that you were 29, but you just told the truth right there up front.
That's my new MO as a 36-year-old is to always tell the truth.
Just now you've decided this for the first time in your life.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start being an honest person.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
No better time than when you're 36.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I I've had quite a week.
Is that the end? Is that the end of the story?
I just kind of expecting some kind of yeah.
Yeah. I just thought you were gonna go right into it. I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, it's been a long week. Full of ups and downs, like a roller coaster, turns and tables. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been okay. We canceled just all of our plans because we had a potential COVID exposure last week. So we just haven't been doing anything, but we're not sick and that's cool.
I joked about COVID exposures on the last episode.
You did.
And about getting canceled. And I'm still waiting for my cancellation letter. I don't know if they sent them via snail mail.
I think so. I think we can get by on the technicality until the official letter arrives that we didn't know. So yeah. We'll just keep recording until
we
get the letter.
I really stepped in it this time.
You did. You really did. Well, yeah, I mean, I have very little to report. Do you want to tell us about your ups and downs, or does that feel private?
It doesn't feel private. No, I'm ready to share. I'm excited to share.
I'm here.
I went to a pinball league. Did I tell you that I was going to do that? I went to a pinball meetup at the Pacific Pinball Museum, which is like the big pinball place here in the Bay Area.
That's
and they have a league night, and it was their second league night, and I haven't played in a tournament or a league in maybe 2 years. And I went, and I was expecting to see a familiar face or two, but I didn't recognize anyone. So I introduced myself to like the organizer, and then we started playing, and then it was a elimination night. So you do like different types of matches each night, and it was an elimination night, which means they assigned four people to one machine. And first place, nothing happens. If you place second, you get a strike. If you place third, you get two strikes. And if you place fourth, you get three strikes. And then as soon as you hit seven strikes, you're out.
Oh, shit.
Of that night's sort of tournament, right?
Okay.
So I'm playing along. I play second. And like throughout the night, people are like dropping off, you know, like flies and leaving, and there's getting less and less people. And I remember the organizer kept, every time he saw me, he'd be like, "You're still here?" They're like, "Yeah, yeah, yes, turns out
I'm pretty good."
I was actually pretty nervous about playing, and I don't, because I haven't played in so long, I don't feel like I was going to be that good, especially like having played against some really good players in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like in this particular league, there's no real huge heavy hitters like there were in San Francisco. But yeah, I held my own, and I was there till the end of the night, and it came down to the second to last match of the entire tournament I was in.
Wow.
Yeah. And I went up against two other players. So it was the three of us, and I ended up placing last in that group, which knocked me out. But the other two people I played with went on, and they placed first and second. So those were the heavy hitters. Those were like the people to beat. And I just happened to get placed on a game with both of them.
Yeah.
Really stand a chance. But by the end of the night, out of 35 people, I placed fifth.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty good.
That's awesome, especially after being a little bit out of practice.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. It was super fun, and everyone was really friendly, and no one misgendered me.
Oh, good.
I don't think anyone gendered me at all. They were probably just confused, which is fine.
That's fine.
That's totally cool with me. And then I left there. And I was like, dang, close. I could have won, but whatever. I'll take fifth. I went to the Taco Bell drive-thru, which is just like a few blocks away on my way home. because I was like, I deserve this. I didn't win. And I was at the drive-thru.
As opposed to, I deserve this. I won. They're both totally valid.
Yeah, I will find a way to validate me going to Taco Bell.
Always.
So I was at the drive-thru, and I was ordering my food. And I pulled up to the window, and like as I'm pulling up, the person that was working the window was like, "That'll be blah, 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 ma'am."
Yay.
And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Just like from my voice at the drive-thru, I imagine. That's fucking awesome. So then I give him my card, and he like sees my face, and he sees my card. And he, I don't know. Maybe he looks at the name. I don't know. Anyways, I'm just like, well, that was nice. And then gives me my card back, gives me a drink, and then gives me my food after like interacting with me three times and says, have a good night, ma'am.
Oh, good.
I know. And I'm just like, I just fucking won at Taco Bell. Like, I don't, who cares about fifth place? Like, I will take this win at Taco Bell over any pinball championship.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was fucking rad. And it made me feel so good. And I was just so happy. And like, my eyes were welling up a little bit. It was really nice.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, me too. So that was my Wednesday night.
Oh, I don't know why that sounded a lot like a Saturday to me, but yeah. I guess I don't get out much.
I need to figure out, there were people there that were drinking, but I'm not sure how they were drinking because it's a museum. Oh. And I don't know, maybe they're just like letting themselves out the back door and drinking. Because, like, most of the tournaments that I've played at or, like, league nights are at bars.
Yeah.
But there's, like, no bar here. So I was like, I would have loved to have a drink, but I need to figure out how to maybe smuggle something in or something.
Yeah. I mean, it could be, like, a BYOB. In my youth, I feel like I attended get-togethers at places that weren't places where you could just bring your own shit. But yeah. I don't know about museums.
Yeah. Anyways. So, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I have a pinball question. You sent me a Snapchat of a human with an animal creature on their shoulder at a pinball situation. Can you tell me what that was?
That was a growth. That was not an animal.
No, it's not a growth. It was on the outside of their clothing.
Yeah, well, maybe they have special clothes made. No, it was a dog. It was a super shaggy dog.
A dog.
There was this guy with a dog, and the dog was chilling, like, literally on its back / shoulders while he was playing pinball, and it was fucking adorable.
It's very cute, now that I understand what it was. It was, like, you were kind of far away and zooming in, so it was a little bit grainy, and I thought, like, giant rodent. I did not understand that it was a dog.
Yeah, it did look like a rodent. It's, like, one of those rodent-looking dogs.
Okay, yeah, I was concerned, but everything's fine now.
Yeah. So after that incredible day where I was super, super happy, I had a little meltdown after my laser hair removal session on Friday. And it was so bad. I had a real good cry in my truck. And I don't know, maybe our listeners have seen it already because I posted a video of it. And I was like nervous about posting the video, but like, I thought to myself, like, posting this video, maybe it'll help, like, any other person that's, like, going through this and seeing that they're not alone. And it turns out that is the case, because I got a message from two different girls that were like, I'm really glad you posted that.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went raw. I mean, it's not like you weren't like, oh, I just got done crying. Let me tell you about it. Like, you're in the throes of it.
I literally got back to my truck after this laser session and I was like, I'm just going to record how fucking terrible this is. And as soon as I hit record, the floodgates opened and it was just, I was a fucking mess. I was so sad and angry.
Yeah.
I like, first of all, it hurt. It hurt a lot, but it always hurts, you know? I remember just walking away from the laser treatment and like being in the elevator and just feeling like hot from the laser, obviously, but I was just so angry that I have to do this. Like, I literally have to decide whether I physically torture myself or emotionally torture myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, why do I have to make this decision? Like, it sucks. It sucks that I have to do this. but I have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super shitty. You're there's no like easy, there's no easy way.
And it's like, I don't know. I just think about like transphobes that are like, oh, you're doing that for attention. Like, there's no fucking way anyone would ever choose to fucking do this.
Right.
You know?
Right.
This is literally the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. And it's repetitive.
Yeah. And you don't know how long it's going to take before you're done.
Yeah. So, and then I was also upset because, like, okay, so there's a number of reasons why it could have been more painful this time. Probably because it's been 3 months. Like, I had to wait 6 weeks prior to my surgery and then 6 weeks after.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of sort of regrowth, you know. So that was super painful. And I'm like, okay, I'm never going to fucking wait that long again. And as soon as she finishes, she's like, so we're a little backed up. Not going to be able to get you back until January.
Oh, my God.
I was mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad. So I got to figure out a way. So the plan right now is to, she was like, well, if you call in like 2 or 3 weeks, just ask for cancellations. I'm like, all right, well, I'll be calling every fucking morning because there's no way I'm going to wait till January.
Yeah.
And then I am literally ordering some fucking stronger lidocaine cream from overseas and paying hella shipping because I can't fucking tolerate that. Unless they knock me out, 5% lidocaine over-the-counter bullshit is not going to happen. I even emailed my doctor and I was like, hey, this isn't working for me. Like, this sucks. This is so bad. Like, I need you to prescribe me something stronger. And they're like, nope, 5% is what we recommend. Sorry.
Ugh.
The first time I've ever been upset at Kaiser for my care.
Is there even like a higher percentage that could be prescribed?
And I don't know.
Just saying no, or is it just like a dumb US thing?
I think it's a dumb US thing. Yeah. What I do know is that I'm getting some from China. Some 10%.
I hope it's the pure stuff.
Yeah, it better be.
Yeah.
There's actually a place in Washington State that sells 10%, but it's the only place. And I almost want to email them and be like, hey, why are you allowed to sell this and no one else is?
Where is it?
Blaine?
Ew. What? I was going to say, can I like drive there? But I'm not going to. I love you a lot, but that's far. Is it a retail establishment? I'm confused.
I don't know. It seems to be mostly online sales.
Hmm.
But yeah, anyways, that was the worst day of this year.
Sorry.
But what's kind of cool is that night I did end up going to meet a date. I had an OkCupid date. Was this
a friend date or a date?
Yeah, this was a friend date, and it was with a girl named Ruby, and she's fucking rad. We had a beautiful time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a successful first friend date.
Yeah, and we've been texting back. At first, I didn't get a text back, and then the next day I didn't get a text back, and so I messaged her on OkCupid, and I was like, I don't think that you would ghost me. And she was like, oh, my gosh, my texts weren't going through. Like, I wouldn't dream of ghosting you. And I was like, okay, good, because I feel like I'm pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Also, like, you don't have to ghost people that you're not trying to date.
Yeah, right?
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, I made a new friend, and it's a trans girl. She's my first trans girlfriend, like, in person.
That's so great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to spending more time with her. She's rad. Sorry,
does she live nearby?
She does. Yeah, she actually walked to the bar that we went to.
Oh, perfect.
And it's Eli's. I don't know if we talked about that, but it's one of my favorite bars. I actually used to walk to that bar.
Well, that's super handy.
Yeah. And then the next day was supposed to be my birthday outing with a bunch of my friends, and I bailed.
You bailed. Oh my gosh. I was prepared for you to tell me what happens every year, which is everybody else disappoints you.
And no, I disappointed me.
Okay.
They were ready and I was not.
Okay.
and I decided that I didn't want to be perceived because I thought my swelling was bad before. After laser, it is so bad.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's shitty timing, and I'm really sorry that you didn't feel up for it, but I think it's totally okay to just take care of yourself and do what feels fine.
And so we rescheduled for tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are you doing that soon?
No, I bailed again.
No.
Yeah, it's my face is still fucked up.
Stop it.
I feel bad, but it's my birthday.
Yes.
And I'll cry if I want to.
So that's why you're stuck here with me. It's because your face is swollen.
That's why I'm drinking a pumpkin beer and Hennessy.
Fair.
Because I'm not going anywhere.
Well, that is super shitty timing. And I hope that you're able to reschedule and fully celebrate your birthday soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I think by the end of this week, all my facial hair will have fallen out and I'll be less red and probably less swollen and we'll feel good. Maybe I'll even do something on Halloween.
Oh, that'd be fun. Do you have any ideas about dressing up?
You know, I put something on, but I don't know. Dysphoria is much worse now than it was before.
Oh, well, I don't like that.
I mean, it's like how a butterfly is in the cocoon and like it turns into goop. You know, before it makes a butterfly.
Gotcha.
Like the caterpillar, well, if you see the goop, like, oh, the caterpillar wasn't so bad.
Okay.
But I'm currently goop mode.
A really good metaphor. I'm so sorry that's happening to you. For the record, I think that caterpillars, goop, and butterflies are all disgusting. Does that help?
Yes, actually,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. You look the same to me. No, but you're beautiful. But I think it still tracks. You always look the same to me.
Thanks,
Bo. Even when you look different.
One other cool thing that happened this week is I got to play video games with the Dunlaps.
Ooh.
And some other friends. James organized like a little gaming night, and it was the night that I was originally not going to be able to do it because it was going to be on my birthday outing. But because I canceled that, I was able to stay home and play a bunch of games with James and Will and all those people. And Will actually mentioned the podcast we were playing. So shout out to Will.
What? Will listens to our podcast?
I know. Don't be nervous.
I'm a little nervous. The very first time I met Will, I said... He said, I'm Will. And I said, hi, I'm Jill. And then he said, hey, we rhyme. And that's, you know, I was like 17 and I thought he was the coolest guy I ever met.
Yeah.
So I still remember that.
He still is probably one of the coolest guys ever.
Good dude.
I've always thought of him as an older brother, you know, since I was super close with James. So I love that guy.
Well, I'm so glad you got to have a family fun night.
Yeah, family fun night. It was super fun. Adam was there too, but he was not memorable. who else? Yeah. How did you do anything fun this week?
Well, I made a cake.
Oh, shit. What kind of cake?
A yellow cake with chocolate frosting. Pretty basic shit, but I've been kind of on the hunt for the perfect yellow cake with the perfect chocolate frosting because that's what my mom wants whenever it's like her birthday or something special for her. And I just haven't found like the recipe yet. So every time one pops up, I'm like, oh, I better try that and see if it's good. So it's a new recipe that has a couple of tricks. like you put hot water in the buttercream and it makes the powdered sugar frosting less grainy. So that's cool.
Okay, nice.
Never heard of that before. It worked really well. The frosting turned out great. I'm actually like terrible at frosting. And that was probably the best frosting I ever made. So I felt very excited about that.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we were making it on Saturday night while we were watching the Great British Bake Off. So it felt very adorable.
That is very adorable.
Thank you. I also cut my bangs.
Bangs!
Bangs! That is so funny. On my notes, it literally just says bangs! Exclamation point. I got bangs. So nobody cares or has noticed.
Oh, no. I wanted to say when we opened up the podcast, it sounded like you did something different with your bangs. And I should have said it, but I didn't. So I apologize.
It's okay. I forgive you. I sent some Snapchats to some friends, and one of my friends, I don't think she listens, so, you know, Hillary, she replied to something I had sent a few days ago about, like, Jake trying to talk to the neighborhood owl. And I was like, I mean, yeah, that was cute, but, like, I have bangs. And she was like, you look really cute, but I didn't notice that you haven't had bangs. I was like, I had bangs for like 15 years and then I grew them out and I have not had bangs for the last year and a half. And then I cut them like 6 inches off the front of my head and I look the same to everyone.
Oh, no. You know, honestly, if you went missing and the sketch artist was like, what does she look like? You would be fucked. I couldn't. I don't really know what she looks like.
Brownish area with points or whatever Buster says.
Well, she's a girl.
Yeah.
So start with that.
Oh, shit. Anyway, I think
I'm sorry no one noticed.
It's okay.
I didn't notice either. I watched your snaps. I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I guess I would rather no one notice than people be like,
oh, yikes. Huh.
You cut your bangs.
Wait, what if you got a reply from me that was just all caps, yikes?
Yikes. I mean, I do trust you to always be honest with me, but that would hurt my feelings. It's fine. I think they look cute. That's all that matters because I've not been, like, into my hair lately. So it's, like, it's an improvement. And I also got a new puzzle.
Nice.
So that's what I've been doing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's been an all right week.
I got caught up today. We got to the podcast late because I got stopped by my client, my VIP client, you know, the one that I've been that added a third dog and I've been negotiating pricing with her. Mm-hmm. And we finally settled on this pricing structure that I think works for us both. It took a lot of work. She stopped me today and she was like, all right, we need to talk about this pricing. I may be taking some dogs off your schedule. What if I only did 2 walks? Could you still give me this discounted price? And I'm like, come on, lady.
Yeah, like you just worked it all out.
Yeah, and I was just boasting to my friends about having a full pack and now I got 3 spots to fill.
Yeah.
So She's gonna keep all the dogs on for November, but through November I need to figure out how to fill 3 slots in December, which is kind of a pain. But she did give me a bottle of wine.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Eventually, while we were arguing, I was just like, "This is my birthday, and she's fucking up my day. So I'm just gonna tell her this is my birthday." And so I was like, today's my birthday. And she was like, oh, and then the mood lightened up and she was super sweet. And she was like, what do you like to drink? Let me get you something. I was like, I hope you feel bad.
I hope so too. I definitely have had people like text me about a work thing or something, or like, I don't know, somebody else's drama on my birthday. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Great. But at least this is not someone you would like expect to know it was your birthday. Yeah. But I'm glad you told her.
I knew saying something would make her want to give me something.
Yeah.
And so I almost feel bad. But
no.
you could have just let me go and talk to me tomorrow.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm gonna get something out of this, and yeah. It was a bottle of wine and a few Meyer lemons and like some fancy like elderberry tonic water.
Oh, she's for fancy. Cocktail making.
Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah. As soon as I walked in, she was like, "Can I get you a glass of water?" I was like, "Yeah, that'd be great." And she's like, "I'm gonna give you one of these elderberry tonic waters." And I'm like, "That sounds fancy. Give me two. I'll take two of those." She gave me two.
One for now, one for later. Thank you.
But there's a few people that I talk to every day that haven't said anything yet.
Hey. Oh, they won't hear that. I was going to be like, hey, real quick, you got a couple hours. You got to text Jackie. But they're not going to hear this until Thursday. Yeah, they're not going to know. Uh-oh.
They're in trouble.
Yeah. They are in trouble.
You want to head over to the Cork Bark?
Yeah, let's go to it.
Let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you.
I'm just going to call my mom. I told her I was going to call her.
Okay.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You're on my podcast right now. Did you know that I have a podcast?
No.
Do you know what a podcast is?
No.
So it's a it's a show. It's like a radio show that you download. And I do it with Jill. So I have Jill here, and Jill and I are doing a show, and we wanted to have you on as our guest.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Myrna.
She says hi, Myrna. Unfortunately, you can't hear her because she's in my ear, but she can hear you. She can hear you.
Oh, okay.
So how are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. I wanted to thank you for the blouse that you bought me. That came in the mail. It's super, super cute. And you mailed it to Jackie Opal, which is so beautiful. Sweet. Almost made me cry. And then I wanted to thank you for the card that I received the very next day.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you forgot to send it with the first package. Also addressed to Jackie Opal. And it says, happy birthday, my daughter.
Mm. Yeah.
That was very, very sweet of you. Very thoughtful. I appreciate you so much, Ma.
Thank you.
Do you have any... Say again?
I appreciate you, too.
Aw, thanks, Mama. I have some questions for you.
What?
Do you have any... Do you have any memories of like my of how you celebrated my birthday when I was younger? Like, do you have any fond memories of like a birthday party that I might have had when I was a kid?
Yeah, I threw your birthday party.
Yeah.
You invite all your friends and your classmates.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember a party in West Hills. Do you remember that?
West Hills.
Or West Park, I mean West Park.
Yeah, West Park.
Yeah, used to throw me parties there. I remember James Dunlap came to my first grade birthday.
Oh yeah, Rico. Remember the one I cooked in your school?
Yeah. I don't think that was a birthday. I think that was a independent learning contract, but we don't need to get into that. That was a challenge class thing.
Okay.
Did she say she made Ponset? Okay.
Jill says, did she say she made Ponset? Yeah, my mom made Ponset for an independent learning contract. There was like an option to do food for an ILC, and we did Ponset. We fed the whole class, and everyone loved it.
I know that you said we weren't going to get into it, but I just like really love your mom's cooking.
Mom, can you tell me about the time? I remember when I came out to you as trans over the phone, and you had mentioned that you remember a time when you put a dress on me.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
I think you're 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. I don't know. I just put a dress on you. You like it.
I liked it? How did I react?
You're happy.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And
you're like dancing in the dress.
Aw.
That's cute.
Where were we living at the time?
In West Park.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Not the dress part, but I remember living in West Park.
We live another apartment in West Park.
Tell me about when I was born. Did it hurt?
No, you come out right away.
Oh, yeah?
I'm laboring.
You broke my
brother in the hospital, and you just came out.
Just came out super easy?
You didn't give me a hard time being pregnancy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. My sister must have paved the way for me.
your sister have a hard time laboring for her. I bleed.
Oh, geez. Yeah, she ran so that I could walk.
Yeah.
All right, Mama. Well, I appreciate you answering and being on the podcast. There's so many people that listen to our show that are going to be so happy to hear your voice. I love you. Thank you for the presents that you sent me. Thank you for being a great mom and supporting me.
I hope the blouse you wear it sometimes.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will.
Send pics.
Okay.
I love you so much.
I love you too, baby.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
You have a good day.
You too.
You enjoy your... Did you celebrate your birthday with your friends?
Not yet. We're gonna do that another day.
Okay.
Okay. I love you.
I love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a cutie pie.
She really is, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Did it hurt? That's a good one. You even got a little chuckle out of her.
All right. Well, we have a question, don't we?
We do have a question. Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
All right. It's actually two questions. Okay. So the email reads, how do you do, fellow kids? Mm-hmm. It's a great subject. Hi, cuties. This is my first time writing an email in at least a year, but I wanted to send something in, LOL. I have two questions. One, do you have anything you want to talk about from your break? Two, if you could be any aquatic animal, what would you be? I'd be a whale shark because they're the big softies of the ocean. Y'all have fun recording. And that's from Allison.
Allison. Spooky Ookie, as I like to call them.
Is that a...
Only during Halloween.
Okay. Thought it was maybe like a Twitch thing, but it's just like an October specific nickname.
Ooklop the Destroyer.
Ah, Spooky Ookie. Got it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the question.
Thank you for the question. Yeah, that's good. Is there anything that we want to talk about during our break? Was there anything we want to talk about?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We caught up on a little bit of it last week. To be fair to Allison, this email came in on October 12th.
Oh, geez.
And I thought to look for emails like yesterday. So it would have made more sense because last week, we were catching up on what we did during our break.
Yeah.
So that's on me. That's on me.
Well, is there anything that we missed?
I mean, probably. Did you tell everybody about that really nice video that your friends made for you?
Not on the podcast, but there is a really, really incredible video that Jill organized that was just everyone wishing me well for my surgery. And I actually watched it again today.
Oh,
watched it today.
I was just thinking, really, like, maybe I should have waited, and that would have been a better birthday present than the nothing I got for you.
No. And when you allowed me to watch it, when you sent me the link, that was the perfect time for me to watch it.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
Okay, perfect. Well, I thought that was fun. And my favorite, I mean, everybody contributed something really nice and thoughtful and sweet. And my favorite is that the Dunlaps performed an entire musical number for you.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That is totally on brand.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, some of the people actually in the video are probably listeners. So thanks for everybody who took the time. I appreciate the help. It was really fun.
I remember something that happened over break that I would like to talk about.
Okay.
I had heard about shrinkage when starting HRT. And there's been some shrinkage, some noticeable shrinkage.
Okay.
But I've also heard that you sometimes can grow shorter and your feet can shrink.
That sounds made up.
That does sound made up, until I treated myself to a pair of Docs recently. You know what Docs are?
God, I have to stop allowing silences. Just gonna fill them with attacks on me.
I'm gonna have a button on my stream deck that is just you going, uh-huh. So I can press it after when there's a pause.
Sometimes I feel like I'm saying like yeah too much, and then I get self-conscious. So I'm like, I'll just wait and she'll keep talking. And then you don't. Yeah, Doc Martens. It's a boot shoe.
So I went and bought some Docs, and I've never owned a pair of Doc Martens before. So I joked about finally being recognized as a queer when I got these Docs. But
perfect.
I went to an actual Doc Martens store, and I tried on a size 11. I've been a size 11 in women's all my life, and elevens are usually the last size up for a lot of places, and sometimes I really got to squeeze into them. It depends on the brand, but sometimes I really got to like squeeze my foot into them, you know. But so I went in, I asked for an 11, and they were so fucking loose that I asked for a 10 because they don't make in betweens. So I put the 10 on and I was like, all right, let's do this. And then I left the store and I wore them the next day. And I was like, I think these are too fucking loose.
Wow.
So I took the 10s back and now I'm a fucking women's 9.
That's what size I am.
That's wild to me.
I do think Docs run big, but for it to be 2 sizes smaller than your usual, that does sound like foot shrinkage.
Yeah. Can you hear that Winnie's back?
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like Uggs.
That is Winnie, and she's back.
For how long?
Just till the end of the week.
All right. I'll allow it.
But yeah, so like over the break, my feet have shrunk.
Well, that's
quite a bit.
Is that, I mean, I guess it'll make it easier to buy shoes, right?
The thing is, I have lots of shoes and they don't fit me anymore.
Ah, crap.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about wearing a size 11 is that they're always what's left.
That's true. 9s are sold out a lot.
Fucking A.
I'm so sorry.
So that's why I'm detransitioning.
Stop. That's so stressful.
Yeah. If I had to be a sea animal, I feel like I'm scared of the water, right?
Yeah.
I'm scared of the water.
That's because so I you're would smart. Need to be
I would need to be something that doesn't have any predators.
So do you need to be the top dog? Like a blue whale?
See, that's what I'm automatically what I'm thinking. Maybe like a blue whale.
Yeah.
But I mean, dolphins are cool. Like, do dolphins ever get eaten? I don't think they do.
I mean, maybe from time to time, like a very rude orca or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, that's actually my pick. I would be a rude orca.
Not your regular orca. I'm a rude orca. Rude orca.
Coming soon to IMAX. From Pixar Studios. Rude Orca.
Starring Shamu. R.I.P. Shamu can't still be alive.
Yeah, there's no way.
Okay, I'll fab check that later.
I'll pour some out for Shamu.
Please do. Please do. I think, I don't know, dolphins kind of give me the willies. I think they're too smart. It's the same reason I'm uncomfortable with crows.
Yeah, they're super smart, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think I would be like a large sea turtle, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have some predators, but they just sort of like swim around. You would have to
just be a large sea turtle. You wouldn't have to go through the growing pains because a lot of the babies die.
Yeah. I'd just be a big one.
Okay.
Yeah, and I might have babies and I bury them in the sand or whatever. But, you know, I don't really care that much if they make it because I'm just doing my big sea turtle thing.
I would like to be like a great white shark, right? Because they probably don't have any predators. But at the same time, I would feel so bad about eating other things.
Yeah, I think a sea turtle sounds a lot more chill. And like if I'm not self-aware, I'm not like so stressed out about the propagation of my species, I can probably just like enjoy the beach.
Right? I'd be coral.
I will be a barnacle. I would like to ride on pirate ships. Yeah, we have good ideas.
Yeah.
That was fun. Thanks for the question, Allison.
Yeah, thanks, Uki. Hey, if anyone wants to answer that question, send us an email.
Yeah, we want to know what kind of aquatic animal you all would be.
Actually, I think there's in Spotify. Okay, so we're being hosted by Anchor now, which is very exciting. We do need more listeners. We're like 8 listeners away from being able to monetize. So share this with your friends. But also, there's an option on Anchor now where we can ask questions within Spotify. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can literally look at our main page on Spotify, and there'll be like a button that you can press for whatever question we're asking.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I think the question for this week is, what aquatic animal would you be?
Yeah.
If you could, and why?
And then I was supposed to, I think, say our email address, but instead I interrupted you. So you can also email us your answer to questions@fetchapale.com, or you can ask us a question of your own.
Sick. I got a game for you, Jill.
What? I love games.
It was your idea.
I know, but I didn't know if you were going to really do it.
So this is like a newlywed game, but it's about your best friend, Jackie.
Yes, I'm so excited. I hope I don't lose. I'd be so embarrassed.
So I have a few questions that I thought up. So I think those are going to be round one. Round one is the questions that I have.
Okay.
And then round two, I'm just going to pull these questions from this random icebreaker website.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to try to do them from easy to hard.
Okay. Do I have to get like a certain percentage correct to win? More than half?
Yeah, I think I'll just decide afterwards how you did.
Okay, deal. Based on nothing. Perfect.
Okay, so easy ones first. Where was I born?
I want to say Hawaii, but I don't know if I made that up.
I was born in Hawaii. That is correct.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, cool.
Okay. What is my middle name?
Emil.
Yeah. That should have been the easier one, huh?
I guess so.
Okay, what is my favorite food?
Nachos.
Yeah.
Yay!
Three, let's go. Okay. All right, it's gonna get a little harder. Bit more difficult here. Okay. What is my full social security number?
53872.
No.
JK, I don't know it.
Okay, name 8 cities that I've lived in.
Oh my God, 8 is so many. Burien. I think
you can do it. Okay, 1.
Seattle. Mm-hmm. Bremerton. Mm-hmm. Where do you live right now? Oakland.
Okay, yeah.
San Leandro.
Oh, nice. 3 more.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Kent.
Oh my God. Yes, 1 more.
Only 1 more. Oh my God. Did you live in San Francisco?
I did. Yay! You got it.
8. How many am I missing?
Oh, shit. I mean, I lived in Renton.
Okay.
At one point. I'm surprised you got Kent. Kent is the one that I didn't think you would get.
You mentioned it somewhat recently, and I was like, when the F did you live in Kent? So that's why it stood out, because I was surprised when I learned it.
Verado was a city in Phoenix for a brief moment.
Yes. I would never have remembered that. I was wondering if there were any, like, Phoenix suburbs.
Yeah. But
that was the only one, I think.
And then I think that's all of them, actually. Wow. I think I've probably only lived in, like, 9 or 10 cities. But
And I got 8 of them.
You did it. That was so good.
Okay, I'm riding high. Let's keep going.
All right. This is the last one of my questions.
Okay.
Where is my birthmark located?
I'm not like picturing a birthmark on your body.
Right. So this might be I feel like this would be like a password question, like a security question.
Yeah.
No one, I don't think my mom knows about this.
Is it?
That's not to say that it's in my privates. It's not.
No. It's like a birthmark, like the skin is a different color, or like not like a mole.
The skin is a different color.
Okay. I'm going to say on your head, under your hair?
No.
Okay, I don't know where it is.
The correct answer is on my engagement ring finger on the tip. I have 2 red splotches on the tip of my ring finger on my left hand.
I was just going to say, is it kind of pinkish?
Yeah.
I guess I never thought anything of that. I thought maybe it was like, you know, sometimes I get dyshidrosis. I need some extra lotion.
There's 2 splotches. One sort of takes up most of the tip, and then there's a little splotch like right on the pad that looks like a small Australia.
Cute. Okay. Well, I mean, I hate that I got the last question in a perfect round wrong, but that was a tough one.
Yeah, that one I knew was the hardest one. They say that your birthmark sort of has to do with how you died in a past life.
Weird. Okay.
So I think maybe I got married and it killed me.
That would explain a lot about this life.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Good round one.
Good round one. Okay. Let's move on to round 2. And maybe I just pick these randomly.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I prefer malls or discount stores?
Come on. Ew. I'm going to say discount stores.
Then you would be correct.
Okay.
You'd be correct. Here's another random. When and how did you two meet each other? Oh, that we don't know. That one's not.
We've covered this. We don't know. We keep asking people. Nobody knows.
I guess this must be for teens. Does your best friend have a credit card?
Several.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
How did I get my given name?
Your mother gifted it to you.
She sure did. Wrapped in a box with a bow.
Yeah.
What is your best friend afraid of?
Well, this would be pretty easy to answer about me. Well, you just kind of said that you're afraid of the water.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything else I'm afraid of?
Commitment.
Yeah.
Getting old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. That's probably the biggest one.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of off the top of my head. Do you have any, like, irrational fears?
I'm afraid of, well, I guess I'm not that afraid of spiders anymore. Like, I can kill them now.
Yeah. You're, like, the regular amount of afraid of spiders.
Yeah.
That's fair. Me too.
Okay. Let me find one more. What's your best friend's favorite animal?
Dogs.
No.
You have an animal you like more than Uggs?
Well, no, but I mean, like, what's your favorite animal is not, like, my family member Uggs.
Okay, it doesn't have to be, like, a domesticated creature.
Yeah, so let's just say not domesticated. What's my favorite animal?
Is this something that I should know?
Probably not.
I'm going to say...
I only decided within the decade. No, that's not true. It's maybe I think I decided like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time. I don't know that we've ever discussed this. I am going to guess a wolf.
What?
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 A wolf.
No.
I just guessed an animal. Why are you mad?
Yeah, but I just feel like a wolf is like a nerdy choice. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't rock a wolf shirt, like a Three Wolf Moon shirt. I'm kind of offended.
That's fair. Okay, a wolf was, wasn't like a nice, wasn't a thoughtful answer. It was just an animal that came into my mind that was kind of like a dog.
How could you?
I'm really sorry. I just, like, don't care that much about animals. So
I'm just arguing for the ratings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We got to keep it interesting because we need 50 listeners. What about like a sea otter?
Oh, those are good.
Is that a better guess? We cut the wolf part out.
Yeah. Okay, I'll edit it out.
Perfect.
That's a good guess. I wish that I could have a sea otter friend. That would be so cool.
They just seem so like friendly and like easygoing, but like they would listen to you talk about your problems, you know, and not judge you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just got mad when I said that. Just kidding, you're my only friend, chill out.
What's the real answer?
A moose. I like a moose.
Come on, I would never in a million years have guessed that, and I feel like you might have been offended if I did.
No. I like meese because they're big and goofy. And I've never seen mices, but I've seen a moose in person. I'd love to see more meese. But I saw a moose in person in Utah, and it was huge and majestic and fucking so stupid looking. And I was like, I love that animal. That is so cool.
I mean, I do. I'm a moose fan myself. They, you know, sometimes when you live in Alaska, they make you late for work.
Yeah.
But I respect them, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, round two wasn't so good, but overall you did win.
Yay!
Very good.
Happy birthday to you. I won the game.
Thank you. And come December, you'll have questions for me.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Sick.
They're going to be really good. I'm probably just going to listen to this episode and then write down your questions, but then answer them about myself.
All right, sick.
Okay, cool.
Do you have any fab checks from the last episode?
I do. Not a lot, but I wanted to tell you about The Secret, the self-help book by Rhonda Byrne.
I listened back to that episode and you said it so nonchalantly, like I should have known exactly what you were talking about.
Everybody knows about The Secret. It sold like 30 million copies.
No way.
Yes, it's a huge thing. They talk about it. What's that movie? The Bling Ring? One of the girls is like homeschooled and the mom teaches only The Secret in her curriculum. It's like very well known in pop culture.
All right. Well, just one of those things I didn't know. You're like, are you secreting?
You're like, what the fuck, bitch?
What are you talking about?
No, it happens to me all the time when people say stuff and I don't know what it means. And I'm like, I don't really go on TikTok that much. And I feel very left out of what you're saying to me. So it's fine. It's okay that you didn't know. I'm just going to fill you in. Okay. It's based on the belief of the law of attraction, which claims that thoughts can change a person's life directly. So this notion was originally popularized by Madame Blavatsky and Norman Vincent Peale, that thinking about certain things will make them appear in one's life. So like you manifesting, right?
Right.
So Burn in The Secret in the book provides examples of historical people who have allegedly achieved this. She says it's a three-step process: ask, believe, and receive, which is based on a quotation from the Bible. So it's a bunch of goofy spiritual nonsense based on
mumbo
nothing.
Jumbo.
Yes. But people read it and then they're like, I'm going to change my destiny with positive thinking. So
my a friend of mine went to this orientation thing. Someone was like recruited them and they're like, hey, yeah, you should come out to this thing. And she did this little test and it turns out she's a manifester and there's like a few different things that you can be. And she fell into the category of a manifester, which is like one of the rarest things that you can be. And it was all just like a freakish cult fucking thing.
Yeah. Sounds super weird. Is she okay?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah.
She in the cult?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. But I am a manifester.
You are.
I'm not part of the cult.
No.
But the universe often answers me.
Yeah, I think that's true. I consider that to be luck, but I've never read The Secret, so who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, I only have a couple other things. Only one is really from the episode. For my science segment, if you can call it that, I recommended an episode of Radiolab, but I did not say what it was called or what it was about. I just said, go listen to Radiolab. But specifically, there's an episode called Heavy Metal, which is about a lot of things, but ultimately it's about lead. And how they discovered that our entire like planet and atmosphere was sort of poisoned and contaminated with lead, and why they removed it from gasoline. So
that sounds boring.
No, it's so interesting. It starts out with a guy who's like working on the atom bomb, but like doesn't realize really what he's doing. And then it's a whole story. They're really good at stories. It's not boring.
I listened to a podcast today. Called Inside Conan, and it was a new episode from just last week where they had Conan O'Brien on as a guest, and they talked about sort of his last episode on Conan on TBS, and I didn't even know that his show wasn't on anymore.
Oh, shit.
And I was a really big fan of Conan.
Yeah, I love Conan. He got super shafted with all the late night stuff, and then I kind of stopped watching late night, so I didn't keep up with him.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I could watch his show on Antenna, but I couldn't watch his show on TBS.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we were big fans of Conan. Conan got me through a lot of dark nights. I love him.
Yeah, I feel like there's still, you know, when you think about the year 2000, you can only sing the song.
Yeah.
And then, like, sometimes I whisper secrets. And that's just like from one skit on one episode, maybe a couple episodes of Conan.
No one knows
from
what you're talking about.
20 years ago. Yeah. But it's just in there forever, you know?
He has a project that's coming out on HBO Max soon.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. We'll watch that.
Are you obsessed with it? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say the last thing from my FAP check.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
We did a little Instagram poll about people's favorite Bonds. Mine is actually Charles Bronson. Who did you say? Richard Branson. Pierce Brosnan is my favorite Bond because that's the one I grew up on, and I haven't really watched
the worst Bond.
Any of
I was
you...
fairly fairly certain everyone thinks that's the worst Bond, but I guess I'm wrong.
Well, that's what was confusing, because I was embarrassed to admit, you know, it's just like the nostalgia for my youth is why I have this affection for Pierce Brosnan in that role. But I never watched really the old ones, and I haven't really watched the new ones. And so I put it on our Instagram thinking people are going to be like, ew, Pierce Brosnan. And it was like a 50-50 split between Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig.
Was it four people, though?
I mean, it was like five or six, but still five or six for each. I had like 15 people saw it and 12 people participated. So
I'm willing to forgive your bluster, your blunder about Pierce Brosnan being, sorry, I'm deep in the sauce.
Yeah.
But once you start your Daniel Craig adventures, your mind is going to quickly change.
We'll see. I told Jake that we should watch them, and he was sort of like, I don't really give a shit about Bond. And I was like, okay.
Damn it.
So then I have to watch them by myself, and that doesn't sound like something.
I'll watch party them with you for sure.
Okay.
If you have the time.
I'll make the time.
And I bet you after the first watch party, you just rave about how much fun you had watching James Bond with Jackie, and Jake would be like, all right, let's watch the next one.
Yeah, that's true. Just trying to make him jealous. Okay, I'll try it. That's all for the FAP check.
Cool. Thanks for the FAPs. So I have a couple queer things real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, first, has nothing to do with the queer thing. I watched a TikTok earlier, and it was a Bachelor TikTok, and there's a dude that rode in on like a little mini fire truck. Yeah. And then another guy came in on a real fire truck.
Yeah, it was so good.
You know, the producers did that guy so dirty.
So dirty. And you know, he was like, do you think I could get a fire truck up in here? And they're like, no, you can't. It's too much work. But this would be really cute if you did this toy thing. And he was like, yeah, you're right. That'd be cute.
I enjoyed that. That I will say that's the first time I ever enjoyed The Bachelor, because that was so funny.
It was super funny when it happened. I watched it last week on the show, but I'm glad it made the internet.
So it's a recent one. Is this the bisexual Bachelor?
No, I don't think we have one of those.
Okay, so I saw a thing, and then I think the next Bachelor is bisexual. I saw a promo or something.
Well, they haven't announced the next Bachelor yet in the U.S., so it could be a different country.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a bisexual Bachelor. This means we might be watching The Bachelor.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds awesome. Ever since they did a shot at love with Tila Tequila, I've been waiting for a good version of that game, you know?
Yeah. Fucking Tila Tequila, oh my God. All right, the next thing I have for you is it's a clip.
Okay.
It's from Chucky, the TV series.
What's Chucky, the TV series?
Child's Play, the killer doll Chucky.
There's a TV series of that?
God, you're so late. Yes.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
You know, I have a queer kid.
You have a kid.
Gender fluid.
And you're cool with it.
I'm not a monster, Jake.
That's Chucky the doll saying that.
I'm not a monster, Jake. He has a gender fluid kid, which is canon, because in The Seed of Chucky, him and Glenda,
Bride of Chucky, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. They have a baby, and it is the baby is Glenn/Glenda, and is a gender fluid kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
So it's canon.
Well, I really like that, even though I really hate everything about the idea of Chucky.
Honestly, I had no interest in watching this show. It's on Sci-Fi. Mm. And USA somehow. I don't know. Maybe they're the same thing.
Yeah, I think...
What is cable television?
I think Sci-Fi is not its own channel anymore.
Anyways, they have a Chucky show, and... this is only in the second episode, and they are tackling queer shit. Not only do they talk about Chucky's gender fluid kid, but the main character, the boy who he's talking to, is gay.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, the main character is this gay kid.
That's awesome.
With a killer doll.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that part's awesome, but it's nice that it's, like, just part of it.
Yeah. I literally had no intentions on watching this show because I love the movies.
Yeah.
The originals.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to ruin it, but I think I'm going to watch it.
Well, it sounds like it might be good.
Yeah. He's not a monster.
It's really funny.
I have a Chucky doll and a Glenn slash Glenda doll in my Swords unit.
Oh, I was
Yeah, you know, the weirdest thing happened when my old roommate was moving into, when I lived at my old house, my old roommate moved into the room that was cleaned out for several months. It had been empty, right? And she moved into this room. And I remember I came home one day and she was like, "That's not fucking funny. That's not fucking funny, Jackie, what you did." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she was like, "You left those dolls in my room." And I was like, "What dolls?" And she's like, "I put them in your closet because that's not a funny joke." And I went into my closet and it was a Chucky doll and a Glenda doll.
And you did not put them in your roommate's room?
I did not. I have no idea where they came from.
I feel like you're messing with me.
I'm not. Legitimately have no idea where they came from.
Did anybody else live in your house or have keys to your house?
Someone else lived in that room, but it was so long ago. And when I asked them about it, they claimed that it's not theirs.
Somebody's fucking with somebody.
Anyways, I came up and I got a free Chucky doll and a Seed of Chucky doll. So I'm not complaining.
I'm just glad they're in your storage unit instead of, you know, like choking you in your sleep.
Okay, so the genderqueer kid has been trending on TikTok and people are making videos with clips from him. And so I'm actually going to go get him or her or them.
Yeah.
Today and make some TikToks. So look out for some
spooky TikToks that I'll hate.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Anything else? Any other queer shit? Oh, Rebecca Black is black in action. Okay, Rebecca Black, famous for the Friday song. It's Friday, Friday. She's actually queer as fuck, and she has been kind of blowing up a little bit. She's producing new music. She collaborated with BBNO dollar sign. I don't know who the fuck this is.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But
they recently put out an official video for their song Yoga, and they both are in drag in the whole thing, and it's fucking awesome.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and Rebecca Black is the best drag king I've ever seen. Incredible.
I feel like there are not enough drag kings in general.
Yeah, so there's a big drag king community here in Oakland, which is super rad.
That's awesome.
But check out this video. It's in our show notes. They're both in drag. And God, I just love people that fuck with gender.
Yeah.
Turns me on.
Yeah. Nothing turns me on, but I bet it would if something did.
And everything turns me on.
Oh my gosh. So perfect. The balance.
That's it. That's been your queer quarnar.
Thank you. Are you obsessing about anything these days?
Yeah, I got a song that I'm really enjoying by Dochi called Spooky Coochie. And it is it's a great little Halloween jam. Highly recommend it.
Okay.
Links in the show notes.
Perfect. I got a Nespresso machine.
No, you didn't.
I did. Not to be confused with an espresso machine. But
Nespresso
machine. Yeah, I did. I've been thinking about it forever because my sister-in-law, like, has always had one because she's from Switzerland. And that's, you know, everybody has them in Europe.
And them bitches fancy.
She fancy. And so I just have been like, you know, I've been wanting it for many years. And she was like, they have them at Costco. And I was like, well, fuck, Denise. I guess I'm going to buy one.
Yeah, fuck Denise.
No, Denise is the best.
Oh, okay. I'm misunderstood.
Yeah. I can see how that would happen. Anyway, so I bought one and we've been making, it came, it's like a big, you know, it's Costco. So it comes with like a whole bunch of extra pods and it comes with a milk frother and it's the kind that heats the milk up also. So we're like making our own lattes and shit. We're being fancy little bitches and I'm all hopped up on caffeine and it feels pretty good.
Y'all are never going to leave your house.
Oh, fuck. We already don't. And then we got an espresso machine. Shit.
Y'all have no reason to leave your house. We have lived such a different lives where I am out all the time. I actually try to stay out longer. When I get off work, I go to Target so that I don't have to be at home.
Oh, yeah.
We just live opposite lives.
We do. I love it here. I have everything I need. Although awesome. I don't know what we're having for dinner, so I may leave the house to buy that.
Oh, I should have a fancy dinner, huh? I should maybe order, I should treat myself to a birthday dinner.
Absolutely, you should.
Sick. Did you watch anything crazy?
We watched Fate of the Furious, which is...
You did not watch Squid Game?
We did not watch Squid Game. We also watched Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. Which was, I was just expecting a comedy, but it's sort of like a, it's like a middle-aged lady coming into themselves story, but like mixed with Spy Kids.
It looks bad, but I like those girls.
It was bad, but but I liked it. There were things that made me laugh like very, very hard. But I can't say that I recommend it. I don't think it's for everyone, but I really enjoyed it.
Damn. Yeah, that's not enough for me to watch it.
Yeah,
did you ever watch the Napa Valley?
Yeah, it was okay.
I liked it.
Oh, you liked it? I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought this one was funnier and less boring.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, maybe I'll try it.
Okay, you might hate it. We also watched Dune. The new Dune.
Oh, you watched Dune. How was it?
I really enjoyed it.
The loser gamers that I played with, the Dunlaps, fucking were just jerking off about it.
Oh, I bet. You haven't watched it yet?
I don't have any intentions on it.
Oh, it's very good. It's on HBO Max. Why not? It's free.
Okay.
Okay.
I love little Timmy. Timmy, I love him so much.
Yeah, what a beautiful little boy man, you know?
And Zendaya, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Also, I love them. Also, I just don't really care about the story.
The guy who played Poe.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oscar Isaac.
I honestly thought you were talking about Momoa.
No.
Jeez, Momoa. I was trying to make a joke.
Oh, that's a good joke. No. Jason Momoa, I remembered his name. Oh, yeah, I forgot he's in it, too. It's honestly, the cast is, like, very good. And they're all nice to look at, except for, you know, the guy who plays the very bad man.
I heard that Zendaya was in it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think she'll be in the next one a lot more.
I also heard people complaining about it being a part one and not real, no one realized that it was just a fucking an opening credits for a part two.
Yeah, at the very beginning it's like Dune part one and I was like, oh, part one. So I kind of like had a, I was ready sort of, but yeah, if you weren't ready for part one, that could be a problem.
Yeah, I might just wait, you know, like when you wait for a series to come out so you binge watch the whole thing.
Yeah, you're going to wait till 2023 and watch Dunes 1 and 2?
Yeah.
All right, well.
No rush.
Talk to you about it then, I guess. I loved it. Whatever.
When did you say? 2023?
Yeah.
I'll still be around, I think.
We might still be friends.
All right, I'm drunk. I got to go. Are you ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's go.
Big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dance Halls on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks as always to Adam. I almost forgot his name because he wasn't memorable at the game night. I wasn't invited to. Anyway, for our corkboard song, you can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamoliveris.com.
I almost did a real bad and said, no girls allowed. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter, at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram, at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jack and Jill production.
Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend. She said, if you like double chins, you're going to love this.